Hey, this is Julian with Trucker Job USA coming to you with another episode. And on this episode, we're going to talk about the fear of the pandemic, COVID-19, and truck driving again. Now, what I believe is going on, and you know, of course, I can't prove it, but what I'm gauging by the market, when I talk to drivers, is that there's a certain amount of fear that drivers are scared to go back to work because they fear actually being exposed to the virus. And it's a fear that is, it is a real fear. It truly is a real fear that you could be exposed to the virus. Now, truck drivers, you know, class CDL, A, B, whatever, truck drivers are essential to America's backbone. We're talking about from Amazon to Walmart to Target. I mean, you could just start naming the rest of these billion-dollar Fortune 500 companies that if there was not truck drivers hauling their products around, they would essentially fail. So I don't know exactly what we can do to make the drivers feel more safe, you know, to make them feel more protected. But, you know, somebody needs to come up with some type of solution to help these drivers. Now, there are loads where drivers don't touch anything. You know, they just pull up like a Target load or a Walmart. They're pulling up to the distribution center. But again, you still have to get out of the truck in some scenarios, you know. So I don't know if that could be modified for the driver to be able to do everything electronically. I'm not sure. You know, I'm not 100% sure. But, you know, when we speak about essential workers, truck drivers, you know, in my opinion, are in the top three essential workers in America. So there needs to be some type of mandate or procedure that can help drivers feel more comfortable getting back on the road. Because I truly believe there are many drivers out there that are just sitting out, not because, you know, they're lazy or they just want to be at home. I think there's a real fear there that, you know, they're scared of potentially being exposed to the pandemic virus. And also, you know, there's a percentage of them that are, you know, receiving aid from the government, unemployment. So, you know, those people too. But again, I think it all ties back into a fear of the pandemic being exposed. So I just believe something should be done where drivers can feel more comfortable. I'm not sure exactly, you know, what that could be, but if enough people mastermind it together, we could come up with some type of solution. Because again, you know, we're heading into we're in the fourth quarter, right? And we're heading into the Christmas and the holiday season. And now you're talking about people who are going to increase their buying habits online because of the pandemic. So now you're going to create even a bigger bubble where you have drivers are understaffed. Well, you know, the companies are understaffed. And then you have consumers who are saying, hey, I need to order stuff off of Amazon for Christmas because I don't feel comfortable going out into the stores. So now you're going to have this backup of freight. You know, it's just going to be a trickle down effect on everybody. So the truck driver is essential because if the products are not being delivered, the warehouses are not full, and then the products are not being shipped out to the consumer, you know, it can turn into a big mess essentially. With that being said, when you think about what's going on in America in 2020, I mean, I've never seen anything like this, and hopefully I never will again, but who could imagine? I mean, it was just, you know, last year, everything was moving along, you know, just moving along, so to say, you know, no signs of a pandemic, but now we are in a totally different economy now. We are in a totally different economy. And again, if I'm a driver that's out of work and I'm looking for a job, then I'm going to focus my attention on more Walmart, Amazon, Target, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, any dollar business. I'm going to target those type of businesses those type of loads, because those companies are always pulled. I mean, right now they're surging. These companies are surging. As you can look at the stock prices and evaluations, these companies are surging right now. So if I'm a driver and I'm looking at, you know, a place to concentrate at and say, hey, okay, I don't want to start a job and potentially get furloughed or laid off, then, you know, Amazon or Walmart or the rest of these dollar companies, Target, these companies are the one. Because think about it, it's going to be a very strong, I believe it's all, you know, Christmas is Christmas. You know, people are going to shop. I don't know where they get the money from. You know, unemployment rates can be whatever, but you will see people shopping. People are going to do Black Friday. They're going to Christmas shop because it's very emotional, you know, for their family members. So with all that being said, you know, I think they needed to change up some things, definitely change up some mandates to help the drivers feel more safe so they will get back into the truck. But, you know, it's a huge bubble because, you know, when you combine that with the schools, the CDL Class A schools application rates that are extremely high right now, extremely high. The CDL Class A training schools application rates are through the roof, right? And then you have some of the DMVs are partially open and some of them are not open. So, you know, now you have this bubble because people are saying, hey, what is the quickest way that I can earn good money? What is the quickest way? Well, one of the quickest paths to earning good money in the United States is definitely tractor trailer Class A driving. You don't have to go to 4 years of college and go on $100,000 worth of debt. You can go straight into the industry and start earning money within, 3 months? I think, 3 months you can start earning money. Quicker than that, because, you know, it's quicker than that, but let's just say within 3 months you can start earning money. There's not an industry out there that I personally know of that turnaround is that quick. And as long as you keep your driving record clean, your criminal history clean, I mean, of course, companies evaluate criminal history on a case-by-case scenario, but, you know, as long as you keep those areas clean, you write your own ticket. Again, when I was giving the LeBron James analogy, when I'm saying, hey, if you have a clean criminal record, clean driving record, you essentially are a free agent. You are essentially a free agent in the NBA, and every company will be dying to have you drive for them. No doubt about it. I've never seen a driver with a clean record, clean criminal. You know, I mean, then it comes down to experience and endorsements, right? But other than that, I mean, any company at that point in time will take you. That won't be an issue at all. So when we think about the pandemic, it's definitely having a big impact on America. I mean, there's studies coming out where people are saying, hey, do we actually, you know, we open up all, you know, just open up America, then they estimated, you know, so many millions of people's lives will, you know, people will lose their life, but it will save, you know, I can't remember how many millions of jobs, you know, so I don't know who makes the call on that or how do you make a call on that, you know? So, you know, are people are really looking at it like, okay, do we open up America and say, hey, we understand we are going to lose lives during this process, but the economy is more important than, you know, the lives that we're going to lose. I mean, somebody is going to make that call, you know, eventually, the call will be made for them. They won't make the call. You know, I'm not sure what is the best choice in that scenario. You know, when you really think about it, you know, the amount, Yelp released a study the other day, and they were saying that over 60, I think it was up to 60% of businesses have reported they have closed down on Yelp. And I don't know if you know Yelp. Yelp is a review site where you can go on and you can learn about, you know, whatever business you want to learn and see if they're doing good business or they're doing bad business. And they're reporting up to 60%. And don't quote me on that. I believe it was up to 60% that they're saying, hey, businesses are just saying, hey, we've had enough. We're shutting down. We can't take it no more. So, and you think about it, the majority of the businesses on, and Yelp in my experience, has been small mom and pop businesses. And this is the backbone to America. This is the backbone to America, the mom and pop businesses, you know, because at the end of the day, America is mainly made up of independent small businesses. So if they're shutting down, I mean, it's tough. It is very tough. It is very tough. Hopefully, you know, these businesses will be able to recover, you know. Now, back to drivers. If I'm a driver and I'm in fear of being exposed, I'm going to look for a no-touch route. I am going to look for a route where I come in contact with people very minimal. If I'm a driver, that's in fear, let me rephrase that. If I'm a driver that's in fear of, you know, being exposed, then I'm going to look for a no touch before I sit at home and don't earn any money, you know, because me personally as a man, you know, I'm going to earn an income. You know, that's just the bottom line. I'm going to earn an income. I'm going to figure it out. I remember when I was a car salesman, I sprained my knee. I went back to work the next day limping around the parking lot selling cars, you know, because now that's a little extreme, right? But what I'm saying is that, you know, the fear is not going to keep me at home because I got a family, and the majority of people have a family. Majority of people have children or spouses. So again, before I let the fear cripple me to the point where, you know, I'm going to sit at home and I guess, you know, watch Netflix or do home projects, because that's what I've heard a lot of drivers and people have been doing, you know, home projects. I've heard many people saying they're seeing people building decks and finishing basements, and everything is going on. I was completely shocked when I talked to a family member who works in the lumber industry and just saying, hey, they've been so busy they can't stand it. Everybody is buying lumber to finish up and build projects. So again, before I sit at home and do that, you know, I'm going to go after a no touch route. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of, because the exposure comes from being around other people. So the only thing I can think about is trying to limit my contact as much as possible. That's the only thing I can think about. Other than that, you know, I'm not really sure how a truck driver will limit their exposure themselves without, you know, because think about it. If you are a driver and you're driving a Dollar General route and you have to get out and unload the box, then, you know, in that case, I mean, I guess that would be your exposure, because you would have to talk to the store employees and other things. That's the only thing I can think of. But you know, when you really think about it, there's ultimately no way that you can stop yourself from being exposed, because when you go outside, I mean, I honestly just don't think anybody knows exactly how this virus is spread, because, you know, there's been some studies that show that, you know, it can linger in the air for I can't remember how many hours, you know, so if you're outside and nobody's outside, but somebody's been outside, is it still in the air? There's no test. So, you know, I heard that the mask doesn't work well. I heard that, you know, you can contact it through your eyeballs. So, I mean, who knows? But only thing we do know, the virus is real. We do know that, you know, for all the conspiracy theorists out there, the virus is definitely real and people are losing their lives. So essentially, you know, the truck driver, back to the truck driver. The truck driver is definitely, you know, essential to America. So how do we make the truck driver feel safe enough to say, hey, you know what? You know, I'm going to do my job, but I want to feel protected as well. You know, I mean, maybe Walmart can talk to them about that. You know, they have plenty of people on the front line, you know, checking people out. I'm just not sure. Maybe they just say, hey, there is nothing we can do to limit exposure, and you'll just be doing this at your own risk. You know, I'm not 100% sure. You know, I know companies have done things as far as changed around orientations. I know one company went completely virtual orientations. Some companies have made accommodations on bus. They say, hey, we'll help you get into a rental car. Some companies have went from having drivers share a room with another driver during the orientation process to the drivers getting their own room, which I feel like they should have had their own room anyway. So, I mean, companies are making adjustments. They are limiting the amount of people in orientations, you know, as well, physical rooms. So there have been adjustments made by the company. So I'm just not sure when the driver is on the road, how does that driver at that point in time feel safe? So, hey, this is Julian with Trucker Job USA. Have a great one.